Jean-Marie S. Thierry V. Michel R. Annette F. Christian C. Rachid L. Catherine J. Sylvie M. Mathieu G. Bernadette R. Roberto S. Franz D. Grégoire H. Sylvie B. Brigitte V. Lise M. Mokhtar T. Jean-Jacques A. Bertrand Y. Marie S. José K. Françoise R. Jonathan C. Julie W. Elisabeth N. Nathalie C. Jean R. Frédéric B. Laurent P. Jean-Pierre W. Patrick G. Gérard L. Thomas M. Isabelle D. Christophe S. Jacques T. Bruno J. Anthony U. Bertrand K. Agnès F. Sandra N.
Allô, allô.
Allô.
Hi. Hi.
Title or turtle.
We met Tatiana Carlpez in the city of Clermont-Ferrand. It's a city in the Drôme, in my favorite region, the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes. It's a city surrounded by volcanoes and cows and cheese. Tatiana Carlpez works about language, singing, the night, moon, organic forms, remedies, trances, feminism. Also interested in techno music, cooking, collecting cheese rinds, creating her own instruments, also with her voice. Tatiana Carl Pez is a very strong chef de cuisine. One memory I have of Tatiana Carl Pez is driving around with her and a friend in Paris at nighttime. It's so rare to drive around in a car in Paris. We drove to a park and then we drank gin and tonics. We wanted to invite Tatiana Carl Pez because we imagined her voice being suitable for the radio. She sent us different morsels and we populated this episode of Tidal or Turtle for Tatiana Carl Pez.
Tatiana Carl Pez, also known as Audrey Glaze Antunes, for Tidal or Turtle. Chanson de la Luciole avec Géo Balasta.
I use in here. I pretty much made all of this. You know, it's I have a little computer on it, which when I turn everything on and get it all set up, I can move the telescope so that the coordinates show up on the screen. And then when I look in the eyepiece, I see the object that I'm looking for. It's what they call digital setting circles. These are original setting circles here, but I don't use them anymore.
Okay.
I use that. There's a little rule of thumb that says in Connecticut, in New England, there's usually only two perfect nights a year that you could see and take good pictures. And it's pretty true. Like the last time I took pictures was in August of 2019. Now, a couple weeks ago, there was a string of nice nights, and I took a couple pictures then. August 30th, 2018. That's the Pac-Man Nebula. I got some other ones here. This was August 31st, 2019.
Oh my goodness.
That's M31. And Andromeda. That's M32 and M110 and M31 here. This is taken with my 4-inch Takahashi refractor. And M31 and Andromeda is so big that I can't fit it all in my lens. I have to take several pictures and piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I just took this one.
That's incredible.
That was back in August 31st of 2019.
Okay.
This is Pleiades. I don't know if you ever see Pleiades. You know, when it comes up now, it's like a little miniature Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what that is. That's
beautiful.
Pleiades.
Beautiful.
And I just took some recent, these are two recent pictures, the two bottom ones, September 17th.
Oh, wow.
And that's a globular cluster in M13.
Wow. Amazing. So right? Many, how many is that?
A couple hundred thousand stars in there.
Mm.
Not unusual for a globular cluster. There's a lot of them in the sky. This is the biggest one around here. It's in Hercules, which is the net brighter the sky at night right now.
Mm.
And this here is... This is M27,
mm-hmm.
which is in Vulpecula, which is just below Cygnus the Swan. It's like almost overhead now.
Okay.
And like if you look inside, there's a little faint star, right
mm-hmm.
dead center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that little star dead center years ago, thousands of years ago, exploded, supernova. And when it blew up, that's all the fragments and dust from the explosion. So that's a white dwarf in the center now.
même, comme les 12 coups du sommeil. Un corps dépourvu d'âme, les mille et une étoiles, la nuit, comme le pays de l'oubli. La nuit, comme des nuages d'encre, comme la Pologne en pleurs, comme la mort d'un taureau, comme un mineur disparu, comme la mariée en noir. La nuit, comme un duvet de paupières, comme la douceur du loup, comme un ours en peluche, comme un puits de chaleur, comme la barbe du Père Noël. La nuit, comme le cri d'un saxophone, comme la naissance d'un rêve, comme Pierrot sous la lune, comme l'amour de Colombine, comme la fraîcheur de l'aube.
Poème Lune originale. Qui est l'astre? Qui est le filet d'eau? L'un attire l'autre, mais lequel est-il? Celui qui voit. Le réceptacle du soleil agit et réfléchit dans celle qui reflète. Tache mouvante, navette, surflotte. L'un d'eux est lune, persona morte. L'autre n'est autre que personne. Et fuse son corps partout dans la vie. Reprends un peu de courage, teinte. Reprends un peu de courage, teinte. Reprends un peu de courage. Reprends un peu de courage, teinte. 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 Je reprends contact avec la réalité. Elle a changé de place. Elle a changé d'espace, où rien ne peut se passer, où rien ne sait bouger. Oh, 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 oh.
When we perform John Barleycorn, I start the song alone. Then Shelley joins in unison and duplicates the tone. We break apart in harmony, but end again as one. When Anne joins in the final line, the song has now begun. The first line of the second verse is sung in voices three. For now's the time to set in place the basic harmony. There are no big surprises yet, though there are some in store. So when we sing the final line, it's as we sang before. And drops out in stanza three and takes a little break, just for the change in texture and the difference that can make. The duet does not last too long till Anne comes back again. We end the verse just as before and keep things nice and plain. And now it's Shelley's turn to rest, and Ian take the floor, and likes to sing a different line as the one she sang before.
Anticipate.
Then Shelley joins in just in time to jangle one big chord. We like to change things towards the end so listeners don't get bored. The harmony's turned upside down as the ballad's end draws nigh. Then Shelley takes the melody and Ian sings up high. Next line we change so everyone is back where they belong. We sing a jangle as we pause. Then slowly end the song.
The following is a mashup of two different poets' work, Robert Gluck and Ariana Raines. You will hear two different tracks. The first track is four American radio favorite songs, and the second track is a reading from Ariana Raines' Mosaic. Robert Gluck wrote the story Sanchez and Day in the late 1970s, and it was published in the first edition of his compiled work called Elements in 1982. Sanchez and Day is a story about a man who was walking his dog, and he gets basically gay-bashed by a pickup truck full of men. He ducks into a convenience store grocer and tries to buy strawberries. While he was in the grocery store, he listens to four different songs in their entirety that were playing on the radio. Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man, Willie Nelson's Georgia On My Mind, The Eagles' Desperado, and The Kendalls' Pittsburgh Steelers. I've combined these two poets' work because, to me, it had a likeness. Ariana Raines' Mosaic was a reaction to a moment of uncommon bliss that she felt in combination of many things that she was working on. And it sort of hit her in the middle of the street one day in New York City. So between the two coasts from San Francisco to New York City, between two different eras, I wanted to link these radio pop music songs with the words of Ariana Raines. So this is what I'm calling S.A.D.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Reality is perceptible, situations ourselves.
Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand.
People don't know how to use their talents.
But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. After all, he's just a man.
analogy is the structuring principle of the universe.
Stand by, hear a man.
The suffering of woman is the true story of the universe. We have to understand ourselves at all costs.
Stand by the man.
Nature extends from us. Nature mirrors us. Water, mirror, window.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through, and just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Each people has the gift of its catastrophe.
Georgia. Georgia, a song.
Learn how to use this gift or meet your peril.
Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
Earth is special. People from all over the universe will come here.
Other arms reach out to me.
There is no back to get to.
Other eyes smile tenderly.
God didn't die.
Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you.
He's just not the only God in the universe.
Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
The moon is superior to the sun insofar as she has had the night to know he is not the only God in the universe. Difference is meant to be comedy. Deference is not a toy. Nazism was an invitation to the world to reckon with the nature of evil. Each thing teaches. When faced with evil, learn its secret.
Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
What urgent disease, deficiency within my own soul, does this wretched symptom signify?
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
We do not need every kind of story. Because there is every kind of person, yet still, great art is crucial. For the world to watch, when it watches, divinity and splendor.
On my mind.
Rather than what we're watching now, while learning to watch. The world always sustains the maximum suffering it can bear, according to the nature of its age. There will always be the maximum possible destruction in a given time.
On my mind.
This is why the other world has always needed to be created. knowing that the world has always sustained and will always sustain the maximum of destruction possible, is why the other world has always and will always need to be created.
Desperado.
Everyone has a star.
Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reason.
This is why we practice dialogue.
These things that are pleasing you,
we're learning.
Can hurt you somehow.
Our solar system is analogous to the universe.
Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet.
The deeper into the cell we get,
now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table.
The more kinds of people we produce.
But you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no young.
The more we learn about the cell,
your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home.
The more we will have to know freedom, about the people.
Oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone.
Mercury also teaches.
Don't your feet get cold?
I want to be like.
Losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away?
And the risks that go with I want to be like.
Desperado. Why don't you come to your senses? Down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining.
To teach us about the principle of likeness that governs the universe.
You better let somebody love you.
It's true that the older a thing is, the better it is. Except with food and food-like principles. Not the sock on your foot. But any speck of matter in relation to the dignity of age, that is the winery. Mercury favors women and children. Because we know what it's like to long to be everything, to learn by imitation, to listen.
Found myself in Pittsburgh, working in a steel.
I gave you no man for a father.
And I was a southern girl whose husband did the same.
No man could stand between me and you.
But he pulled the night shift.
Medicine is divine.
I worked the day shift.
Not as it is shown.
And it came to me.
But as it should be.
They could call us
divine science.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Divine scientist.
Stealing happiness and cheating it time. Okay.
Medicine would be divine.
We both know the score.
But we run back for more. And tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers play.
The reason great art matters is, see as I see. Whatever you have been watching should have taught you by now. The time of spectacle will pass.
Morning will find us with a night of love behind us.
On a bank
Technology is for communication.
Just touch and go love it. Run in for cover. And every time we meet, we're laying it all on the line. They could call us the Pittsburgh
Technology evolved solely for the purpose of divine communication. All its other forms are byproducts. There is nothing a person cannot love. Everything has a nature. Find out yours.
Clair de lune, histoire 5. Thank you. Le rat, conte du Languedoc mystérieux.
Le rat avait pris un défrichement par écobuage. Il était allé à son travail de bon matin et, de temps en temps, il regardait si la rate ne venait pas lui crier pour manger la soupe. À la fin, il se lassa d'attendre et vint à la maison. Il n'y trouva pas la rate, mais les tranches de pain pour la soupe étaient taillées, littéralement la soupe était taillée. Et comme il avait faim, il prit la casse pour la tremper. À la première cassée, il puisa, porta la rate dans la casse. La pauvre rate, en voulant goûter, la soupe était tombée dans la marmite. Le rat s'assied sur le banc et se met à pleurer. « Qu'as-tu, rat ?» lui dit le banc. « La rate s'est noyée et moi je pleure. Eh bien, moi, je vais faire du bruit avec mes pieds. » Le banc fait du bruit avec ses pieds. « Qu'as-tu, banc ?» lui dit la table. « La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Et moi je fais du bruit avec mes pieds. Eh bien, moi, je vais me secouer. » La table se secoue. « Qu'as-tu, table ?» lui dit le balai. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le bon fait balin-balan, et moi je fais toulin-toulan. Eh bien, moi, je vais faire baladin-baladan. Qu'as-tu, balai ? Lui dit la porte. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le bon fait balin-balan, la table fait toulin-toulan, et moi je fais baladin-baladan. Eh bien, moi, je vais faire banretanque, et la porte fait banretanque. Qu'as-tu, porte ? Lui dit l'escalier. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le banc fait balin-balan, la table fait tolin-tolan, le balai fait baladin-baladan, et moi je fais banretanque. Eh bien, moi, je vais faire monte-descend. L'escalier fait monte-descend. Qu'as-tu, escalier ? Lui dit le tas de fumier. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le banc fait balin-balan, la table fait tolin-tolan, le balai fait baladin-baladan, la porte fait banretanque, et moi je fais monte-descend. Eh bien, moi, je vais fumer. Le tas de fumier fume. Qu'as-tu, tas de fumier ? Lui dit la poire du poirier. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le banc fait balin-balan, la table fait tolin-tolan, le balai fait baladin-baladan, la porte fait bortanque. L'escalier fait monte-descend et moi je fume. Eh bien, moi, je vais pourrir. La poire du poirier pourrit. Qu'as-tu, poire ? Lui dit la pie. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le banc fait balin-balan, la table fait tolin-tolan, le balai fait baladin-baladan, la porte fait bortanque. L'escalier fait monte-descend, le tas de fumier fume et moi je pourris. Eh bien, moi, je vais m'épouiller sur la fontaine. La pie s'épouille sur la fontaine. Que fais-tu, pie ? Lui dit la fontaine. La rate s'est noyée, le rat pleure. Le banc fait balin-balan, la table fait tolin-tolan, le balai fait baladin-baladan. La porte fait bortanque, l'escalier fait monte-descend, le tas de fumier fume. La poire du poirier pourrit, et moi, je m'épouille sur la fontaine. Eh bien, moi, je vais m'écumer. La fontaine s'écume. Que fais-tu, fontaine ? Lui dit la servante qui venait chercher de l'eau.
Sue's on silk singing foo fa foo, Sue's on silk and the young ones gin and milk, and we're all blind drunk and the jolly man's foo. Loose chasing puss singing foo fa foo, Loose chasing puss round the barn and the house, and we're all blind drunk and the jolly man's foo. Caffey's laid an egg, singing foo fa foo. Caffey's laid an egg, oh, down the farmer's leg, and we're all blind drunk, and the jolly man's foo. Farmer went to plough, singing foo fa foo. Farmer went to plough, wi' a turkey and a coo, and we're all blind drunk, and the jolly man's foo. Kyer in their bed, fa foo, fa foo. Kyer in their bed, and the bairns are in the shed, and we're all blind drunk, and the jolly man's foo. It's a tapsal teary song, singing foo, fa foo. Tapsal teary song, oh, as broad as it is long, and we're all blind drunk, and the jolly man's foo.
Mm-hmm.
This is a picture of in Sagittarius, which is like the center of our galaxy. That's why there's so many stars in the center. This is M8, which is the Lagoon Nebula, and that's M20, which they call the Trifid Nebula. And they're in Sagittarius, and that's like looking towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy. That's why you see dense star clouds. Mm-hmm. These are all stars. Okay, it's amazing how many stars are here.
There's a fuzzball.
Yep.
So that's what I'm looking at. And then two other sparkling planets.
Yeah, there's two bright stars that are on either side of the M13. All right, take a look in there now.
Okay.
You see the fuzzball?
Yes, right in the middle.
That's right. That's the globular cluster.
And how far away is that? Light years? How many?
Oh, yeah.
Many
light years. Okay. Many light years away. And there's like 100,000 stars in there. Now, when you look in there now, you'll start to see the stars. That bright one up there is Vega. That one over there is Deneb. And that one over there is Altair. They call that the summer triangle. Deneb is the tail of Cygnus the Swan, and it points that way. You could just make out the head of it. It's very, very faint. Well, take a look in here. It appears that it's really not a good night to look at Mars. You see how it wiggles around? That's because there's a lot of air currents in the air up above, winds aloft, maybe 80 miles an hour at 30,000 feet or something. And it's reflecting the light rays so that it shimmers. Before I change the eyepiece, take a look in there. Yeah, that's Plato in there.
It's like perfectly circular.
It's this corner down here.
That's it.
And that's Crater Plato.
Wow.
I don't know much about the moon. The moon to me is an irritant.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because when the moon's out, you can't see anything. It's like the biggest light polluter in the sky. But there are some people that love the moon and they know everything about it.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
One of the few things I know about.
Okay.
And you know, there's been a lot of discussion over the centuries. The craters on the moon, are they from impacts or volcanoes?
Right.
And you know, an impact, you know, something hits it at an angle, you would think it would leave an oblong hole.
Exactly. It wouldn't be so perfectly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's why they, you know, gee, which is
know.
It?
Yeah. That's unbelievable. It's a perfect circle.
Boy, it's bright out.
It's unbelievable.
The nicest time to look at the moon is when it's a quarter moon or a half moon, because the sun shines on the terminator. In other words, that's where the sun ends and the moon gets dark, and you can see the shadows of the mountains, and you can see, you know, the craters.
The relief.
That's right. It's beautiful when it's a quarter moon type of thing, because you really get a better feeling. When it's full like this, you're just looking at the thing and
it's too bright.
You know.
But that's spectacular, and Mars is really amazing.
Vega is really nice because right next to Vega, or not far away from Vega, close to it, is a double-double. And that means, you know, there are double stars. In other words, you look at a star and it looks like one star, but when you amplify it with a telescope, there's two of them close together.
Yeah.
Well, the double-double, there's two stars close together, and each one of those stars is a double star itself. And to separate the double-double stars takes a good telescope. See, that's Epsilon Lyra is the double-double. See, Almach, that's a nice double star. It's in Andromeda, but we can't see it. And I've taken a lot of pictures from my backyard here. Like, this is...
Wow!
You've seen Pleiades, you know, it looks like a
it's a cluster of stars.
Yeah.
It'd be up in a little while. But when you look at it, you just see, it looks like a miniature Big Dipper.
Yeah.
But when you take a picture of it, you see the nebulosity around the stars. See that blue clouds?
Yep.
Usually near the horizon, stars really twinkle. I mean, they flash.
Prochain épisode, Treignac Projet.